Are you a school leader striving for excellence? Do you crave actionable strategies and fresh perspectives to navigate the challenges of education today? Get ready to take charge. This is Control Shift Lead, giving you something to control, something to shift your thinking, and something concrete to help you lead your school. With Jim Wichman of Inspired Edification and Adam Bush of AWB Education. Your journey to empowered leadership starts now.
Welcome back to Control Shift Lead Podcast, where we give educators like you real, actionable information you can use as early as tomorrow. I'm Jim Wichman from Inspired Edification. I'm joined, as always, with my co-host, the Mr. Adam Bush from AWB Education. Hey, Adam, how are you doing?
Great. Now, I don't know if my head will get back out of the door after you just gave me that sucker, but that's impressive. I don't, you've been planning that one for the probably since last month.
I when I was sitting there thinking about doing podcasts and everything, and everybody talks about having the time to do it or not, but they believe in it. Well, when I've got a co-host like you, Adam Bush, it just makes things just life a lot easier today. I appreciate it. Hey, man, what have you been up to this last month?
I'll tell you what, just, you know, we're already just winding the year down. It's crazy. It seems like you blink and another day has passed, and just trying to kind of get to that hump that we all feel, you know, sometimes it's the low hump of the year, but it's coming, and just trying to get our staff through that and get everybody rocking and rolling so we can lead right into the holidays. But how about you?
I tell you what, I've been to a lot of places and I've been blessed, from Virginia, West Virginia, California, Illinois, Minnesota, and just got back from the Arkansas, which I got to tell you, no offense to our guest here today, but that's one of the coolest middle schools I've been to. But we're going to talk about Lake Ridge Middle School here too in a little bit here.
Yeah. Speaking of our guest, before you introduce him though, I got to mention something. I know you'll do the formal introduction here, but as we were planning for this show, it's something just dawned on me. This is the first time that we're going to have a guest that shares a name with one of us. So this is a problem for me. I'm trying to figure this out. Like, do I have to give you a nickname? Are you like, you know, J Dubs, or like, I don't know, or just Wichman, or what this is, but this is going to cause some work tonight. I mean, to get through this.
I can help you out with this. One of the activities I do to force people to get to know each other a little better, and not in like a icebreaker way, but just kind of like, who are we? So I say, introduce yourself as a nickname you had in elementary school, high school, college, or whatever the case is, but don't tell the story. So the stories come out afterwards, like in lunch and so forth. So I'll give you three nicknames I've had over the years. All appropriate. Einstein was my elementary one. Witchy is an easy, easy to explain. And then Ditchman is another one.
Ditchman. Okay.
So you've got Einstein, Witchy, or Ditchman. You can come up with either one, any of those.
Well, I'm just hoping that Einstein wasn't like a shot from Friends, you know, like, you know, if I'm a bigger guy, if somebody calls me tiny, you know, it's not one of those type of things, is that I hope.
Actually, it goes down to when my hair grows, it grows out. And so a sixth grader, when I was in third grade, a sixth grader saw my wild hair blowing around and called me Einstein.
Yeah, that's a better reason. That's better than what I was coming up with. That's
so good. You go ahead, you call whatever. We got a guest that's going to roll with it. Heck, he's laughing already. And I got to tell you, before I introduce him, we got something big, because this guy can bring the energy and he definitely brings the laughter. So when you're talking about going into December, he's the guy. He's the guy that we need for this right
that's
now.
Awesome.
So, hey, speaking of joining us for this episode is Mr. Jim Dutrow. Jim is a middle school principal in Prince William County Schools at Lake Ridge Middle School, where nobody, I mean nobody, has a building with the most beautiful artwork. The paintings, the murals, everything is flat out amazing. Hey, welcome, Jim, to Control Shift Lead.
All right, welcome, Jim. And we've added to the murals since the last time you've been, so we're going to have to get you back out.
My God, I'll be back out. I'm not sure when I'll be back out there. Yeah, talk about my favorite one is the one, not the one in the gym, but the one above the threshold. Tell Adam, tell us.
You know, I was going to say, you got to give me some details here. This is good.
It's just wolf eyes looking at you, making sure that you're going to class on time, ready to learn.
Love it.
Yeah, they're just
scary
at you. They're scary. Yeah, they're meant to be.
It's awesome. That's good.
Time to get dressed, kids.
I've been working, I started coaching out of Prince William. I think it was 2018, 19, somewhere, right? It was before COVID, And so I got the opportunity to see Jim and his leadership skills and how he navigates not only just like through the trickiness of COVID, but really just how he builds a staff. And he's one of those leaders that slow and steady and subtle, but yet there's clear lines all the way through for student behavior and the adult behavior as well.
Awesome.
It's not utopia, but that school has really got it going on. And I got to say, he's got one of the best assistant principals ever. Multiple assistant principals, but Michelle knows who I'm talking about.
That's good.
I got great staff. Not going to lie. We have an amazing staff, which makes me look good sometimes.
Darn right. That's good.
Well, welcome to the Control Shift Lead, Jimmy. And we're going to get going and talking about your things that we can control that you got to offer us, things that maybe can shift our thinking a little bit. And then leadership tips we can have. So right after we take a break, we're going to jump right into what you can help us with, what we can control.
All right. Welcome back. So, Wichman, that opening segment really just hit home. I mean, December's right here. We feel like we're just sometimes running a marathon. It kind of felt like I was following you through that marathon right there as we were getting into the break. But it's also a great time for us to have some opportunities to connect with people. And Jim, that's the part that brings us right into our first segment, and that is control. So this month, we want to talk about being like mentally present. And you're talking about like celebrating the arts programming in the school and all of that wonderful stuff. So Jim, at Lake Ridge Middle School, you've clearly made visibility at these events a priority, as we've talked about getting ready for the show today. So how do you do that? How do you ensure that you're truly present? Your leadership team isn't just there checking a box during these moments.
Sure. I think you said it perfectly, be present. And I think we always have administrators at our performances, holiday programs, holiday music, and even at times where if I can't be there, this is one of the things I love about my admin team, we are getting videos from the performances. And we partner with our local high school, Woodbridge High School, home of the Vikings, went to Woodbridge.
Nice shout out there.
All the schools I work at. And so, like partnering with them for some of those performances where, you know, it's a great way for our kids to see kind of that next level of work that they'll see in high school. And for us as administrators, I get to see our former students performing. Mm. Like, awesome. I mean, it is such a joy to be able to see how far our kids have gone from sixth grade through eighth grade, and then to get to see them again perform 9th, 10th, 11th, and even 12th grade. And so I think that is a great way for you to build community within your school, build community within the arts programs for your school. And so that is something that we've tried to control. We set those schedules up pretty much like a year in advance to make sure that we can get space in the high school on certain days. And so I think being present for those performances is definitely something that we can control as leaders, and making sure our admin team is there. That sixth grade AP is in that sixth grade performance. Seventh grade AP is at the grade performance, and just building those relationships with our kids, with our families, they see us there. And so I think that's very important.
Yeah. I hear you talking about really taking the emotions of I'm running out of energy, but then building it back up, because we know that if you would have any of your elementary feeder system teachers come into this school, they walk down the hallways and the kids at the middle school are going to swamp them. Same concept when the high school kids come in. And so now you're taking this energy that's draining, and now we're like getting it back up to, we have a community that's bigger than Lake Ridge Middle School. We're bringing in the Vikings, the Woodbridge High School Vikings, and then just kind of partnering within that. And I love that, how you said that. And then along with that is, it's not just about being physically present. It's about being mentally present with the kids and the families. And now we really do have a community.
Yeah. No, that's a great point there, Wichman. I mean, if you think about that, that gives you that opportunity to really see the whole child. We talk about that all the time, but it's not just, oh, because I was your third grade teacher or I was your, you know, elementary principal that I only care about you during that time. No. I care about you from start to finish to life to everything else. Really gives you that opportunity to do that. And, you know, Jim, as you're bringing that up, it brings back a memory. I remember a few years back when I was at a concert and happened to just run into the kid in the hallway, which for me now is a little bit more difficult from the district office administrator role. You know, I just don't see kids as often as further detached, but happened to see a kid. I recognized him, was like, hey, nice job at the concert last night. And they stopped real quick and, you were there? Well, yeah. You know, and it was just a little moment, but that's a good moment. And just by taking that opportunity, I would never be able to have that conversation had I not been there in the first place.
I love that.
Hey, Jim, go ahead. Hey, Jim, do you talk about an experience maybe that you had in the one of the concerts or one of the kids or the moment of just seeing them perform? And I think like Adam says, is if we see them in the whole child versus that kid who maybe is struggling a little bit through the day or pushing the buttons of teachers, just talk about some of those experiences you had.
I think one of my favorite experiences is I will usually go out, or whichever administrator is there will go out and do a little introduction, and then being behind the curtain. It's kind of that stage. We don't normally get backstage passes. I'm not at a concert getting backstage passes, but I'll tell you what, at Woodbridge High School for the orchestra concert, I get a backstage pass. And so getting to see our kids perform, getting to see our teachers on that stage and how they command that entire audience in a high school venue is just, it's an amazing experience. And it's something that I think only as an administrator, you really feel how great that is. And I think sometimes when we're performing with the high school students, it's even better because you get to see that growth. And our kids love it. Our teachers love it. And so it's been for me.
So I want to go back to something you just said there, Jim. So you mentioned about saying something like, are you starting the concert or giving an introduction or anything?
Yeah, just a brief introduction. Yeah.
See, that isn't done enough. I mean, I can think of the many years I've been doing this. A couple times I've been asked to do a quick introduction, and yeah, I've always said, the reason I do podcasting, I've got a voice for it, probably have a face for radio too, but you know.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, because that's true. I mean, it is what it is. I can own that. But what it makes me think of is, why not? Because that's a great opportunity for visibility. It's a quick win for your community. It's like, oh, there's that guy up there. Oh, there's that gal up there. She cares about my kid that's on this stage, putting all of that time and effort and energy to perform and show their talents. What an easy way. I don't know why we don't do that more often. Like, Jim, seriously, this is like, why haven't we done that?
Yeah, I think we got to also be mindful. Sometimes when administrators don't know how to do that, they start talking about things that aren't really valid and important. So if you keep it tight, and then you can do some amazing things. Like, you're standing up there, you're looking at the parents, you're like connecting with them that way as well. And here's one thing I know that, and Jim kind of alluded to a little bit, is when you are backstage, you see the nerves and you see the excitement. Mm-hmm. This is a big, the pride of all those kids when they're coming off backstage. Adam, I saw it in show choir, and I saw it when I was a principal at Prairie Ridge Middle School. It is so powerful. And it's like, gosh, there's purpose right there.
No, you can take that a step further too. You get to, you know, you're going to watch a baseball game, if the coach was okay with it, I suppose, but you're going to watch a baseball game, go sit on the end of the bench. Let's go sit down there for a little bit if you can. Why not? See kids in action. See this. I love that idea. That's a great idea.
As an administrator, but not as a parent.
Well, yeah, that too. Yeah, probably shouldn't do that one. Might be a little different. But yeah, darn right. If you're principal of that building, why not? It shows that you care about them, not just because they're in the classroom at that one moment in time. They're the whole child.
Now, Jim, I know you guys do announcements and you're out and about in the hallways with kids. And so tell us a little bit about the connection of the day after a performance in December.
Sure. I think it's talking to the kids and saying, hey, great job last night, making sure that they know that you appreciate what they do. Another thing that we do in our hallways, again, another thing that we can control as we get closer to the end of December and getting closer to winter break, our kids perform in the building, whether it is in our mixing bowl, which is kind of our open area, our cafeteria. We will have different groups perform.
Nice.
For the student body in the morning as they're getting ready to go to first period. And we've even had faculty come in and perform with them, and not just the music teachers. And so what a great way to find out that, hey, that English teacher that you have that's down the hallway, yeah, they also play guitar. Teacher that played trumpet all their life, and now they get an opportunity to perform with kids. They make connections with kids that they may not even have or ever had. And you're now, again, building some more connections within your building between students and adults, while at the same time having a great time and getting some excitement for that end of December timeframe.
What instrument do you play with them, Jim?
I play the stand there and clap.
Well, an instrument that works. Yeah.
Adam, what do you play? Adam, what's an instrument you play?
I hate to say this because I have not touched in a long time, but you know, I was blessed enough to be an all-state trombonist back in the day.
I thought you'd have something up your sleeve.
Yep. I do. It's been a long time, but I'll tell you what, Jim, this was a great start for control. I mean, I'm getting all excited, and usually that's Witchman's job during this podcast is to get all that energy coming out. So you've got me going already. This is awesome. I just can't wait and see what we still got coming. So yeah, stay with us for a little bit. We're going to take a quick break so we can pay some bills. And when we get back, we will shift our focus to shift as we talk about some things that can really shift your thinking about some staff and student recharge things that we can do in the month of December. So hang on, everybody. We'll be right back here in just a second.
Welcome back to Control Shift Lead, everyone. Before the break, Jim talked about what we can control right now in our celebrations and actually the emotional ties that come with it for not just the students, but also the adults. The shift we're going to discuss this month is moving from simply surviving until break to actively ensuring our staff have energy going into break so that when they are at break, they have the energy to really enjoy their families.
I love it.
Screw that up somehow, and I don't understand it. It's like, this is our time to celebrate, right? Well, here's the good news is, Adam, our main man, Jimmy, here is going to take us through. Jim, help us shift our thinking a little bit here.
Sure. I think that's a huge thing. I think too many times, end of the year, coming up on breaks, it's always how many days till break? What do I got to get through?
It's like, 13, 15, we're going to count them down, right?
Absolutely. Right?
And so really, we try to, as much as we can, build the momentum to break, give our staff, our students, things to look forward to leading into break, so that one, truancy is an issue across, or chronic absenteeism is a nationwide issue post-COVID. And so we are always trying to find ways to make sure our kids want to be in school. Same thing with our staff. You know, we found our staff sometimes struggle with chronic absenteeism.
Yeah, no, it's a true story.
And so one of the things that we have done the last couple of years is, and I'm wearing my sweatshirt today, we have some swag giveaways every week, usually on days where we've got a lot of teachers out. And the one caveat to that is must be present to win.
Yeah. Well, that was coming.
Must be good. Present to win.
Yeah.
And so this sweatshirt, and Jim has one, Witchman has one.
I should have wore it today. Yes. Yeah. 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 Great sweatshirt.
To get one out to you. So we'll make sure we get one out to you. It is the most comfortable sweatshirt you've ever worn in your entire life. I don't know
what's unique.
It's great. And our staff loves it. Like, we call it the Wheel of Names. So usually it's on Fridays, but not always on Fridays. We spin the wheel, set number of names come up, but you have to be present to win. And our absenteeism for staff has gone down since we've started this. And so, you know, perfect example, I was in Indianapolis a little bit ago for a conference, presenting at a conference, and I couldn't do the Wheel of Names on that Friday. And the amount of texts that I got was Wheel of Names. I was like, we're going to do it on Monday, which everything's going to be fine. Sweatshirts are going out. But, you know, our staff has really gotten into it, and it's something that they look forward to. And so, you know, that's something. My goal is to have all of them out by winter break. And we started this at the beginning of the year. So that's something that we love to do. Just fun activities, giveaways for staff.
What a great way. Because I know that, you know, Jean Day used to be that kind of like a coupon for Jean Day or things like that. And we kind of had to evolve a little bit. And I did something similar. I didn't have the coolest sweatshirts or anything like that. But I remember giving away like a dinner for two. And that got a lot of cheers. So did everything else, like a pencil. I mean, I was giving away all these things and they all got equal cheers. I think it's just shaking it up a little bit throughout the mundane part of it.
Well, and I think too, Wichman, you're talking about, yeah, it's giving away. That's good. You know, people like swag. They like all that stuff. That's great. But it's also just think about the camaraderie that happens during the moment. That's really what people are getting to, right? It's kind of like when we, you know, I was always talking about with coaching where you'd hide conditioning, right? I need people to condition, but they don't like to condition. By hide it in other things and people, they just get into it. They have fun. Well, it's the same thing. Really, the goal you're trying to do is get that ownership piece with the school and wanting to be there and that desire to be there. You just got to hide it within some giveaways, or which I think that's an awesome idea, by the way. But again, it's, you know, it's kind of might have a different purpose. And if we just say it, is that really, you know, the we need you here at school email, I don't know if it's going to do a whole lot, but having something we do as a team like that is going to, that's just going to have a bigger impact on it. I think that's a great idea.
What's the feedback you've been getting from that, Jimmy?
They love it. And I think you see more and more sweatshirts throughout the year as more and more people win them.
Yep.
And so again, there's that, you talk about that camaraderie of, yep, we've got them. And they all know they're eventually going to get them. That's the other piece that I think is important. They know that they're going to get it at some point. And it's just kind of the bragging rights before, if you get it early versus later on in the year.
So I know some of the staff members now, are they, when they win, are they like strutting around a little bit, or are they just, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I would be.
They're emailing entire staff. Woohoo! Got it.
Yep, I like that. So Adam, I think I might have picked up on one of your, each week each month I try to grab an Adamism along the way. And I never heard of hide conditioning or hide pride or you're kind of like, you're being savvy with it, but it just kind of makes it more of a natural. So often we do things like an icebreaker. Nobody likes icebreakers, but we do them. However, you could do the same thing. And if there's intention into it, no longer does it become an icebreaker. It becomes like something with purpose. And what I think about it is when we do things to check it off and think it's going to change the world, we really miss everything. So if the email you talked about, if Jim would have sent out an email to Lake Ridge staff, that not only would it drown out the, we're not going to really, okay, whatever, but all emails from him outside of this time of the year, it would drown it out too, to have that. So now we're like making it a really purposeful. So it's not just about winning a sweatshirt or not just about being present. It's like, we're a wolf pack. I mean, man, I got to tell you, what's the phrase at the end you guys have with the wolf pack?
Hashtag pack mentality.
Pack mentality. That's it. That's what it is. Yep. I love that.
It is. You're getting people out of the classrooms. You're getting everybody out there together to celebrate the fact that we're together. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. That's awesome.
Pack mentality. I love that. I love that.
And speaking of getting staff out, another thing that we do usually that last week before break, we call it snowflake in your pocket. And so we give 8 snowflakes throughout to 8 staff members each morning. And so they put it in their pocket. Every staff member can then say, do you have a snowflake in your pocket? If you do, you have to give it to whoever asked.
Hmm.
This goes on all day until 2:50. And at 2:50, which is the end of our day, whoever has those 8 snowflakes in their pocket, again, get some type of prize. And so our staff, oftentimes your teachers, they hang out with their math people. They hang out with their language arts people, their science, their
yep.
They don't necessarily commingle throughout the building.
Yep.
You're giving them a reason to commingle. Super into it. They want to be there those days. Again, it's getting your staff present in the building. And a great story I have for this, because Jim will tell you, I'm probably one of the most competitive people you'll ever meet. I want to win. I already have everything that we're going to win. I don't even care about getting anything new.
Right.
I just want to win.
That's right.
And so I had a meeting one day during the snowflake in your pocket. I had gotten the snowflake right before the meeting. So I'm like, this is perfect. I'm going in my office. I'm putting the shade.
No way.
Nobody's getting my snowflake. Staff member comes to my office, slides a piece of paper under the door.
I love it.
A snowflake in your pocket.
They were that on
is you. That's what that was. I have to give up my snowflake.
Underneath the door, or
I opened the door, handed in the snowflake, and I was very angry for the rest of the meeting.
That is hilarious.
Do you even know what the meeting was about, or were you just mad?
I was just mad. I was angry.
Who is that? I got to tell you, next time, I don't need to know name, but that's brilliant.
Yeah, that was a brilliant way.
And I got to tell you, that story that you just said right there probably got sung. I mean, people were probably talking about that for a while. And so when they're talking about something like that, they're not talking about that kid, that parent, that principal, that soup, that board member, that legislator, that governor, that. They're talking about a time when we laughed. We're talking about the time when I got the principal. They're talking about that time when we came together. And that's the memories we want going into break. Hey, I got to tell you, this is a perfect, perfect shift in our mindset. Give them the energy. Shake it up a little bit. We're going to take a break here. And when we come back, our guest, Jim, is going to talk us a little bit about a lead segment of our Control Shift Lead. Stick with us, everyone.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lisa Hill, a longtime educator of nearly 40 years as a teacher, counselor, professor, and vice principal, and I've seen just about everything public schools can throw at you. And now I'm sharing my tales on my comedy podcast, Vice Principal Unofficed. It's where school leadership meets laugh-out-loud stories, from underwear-required parent-teacher conferences, yes, really, to staff lounge confessions and more you won't believe. I'm telling it all with humor and a whole lot of heart. I also tackle the serious stuff too, like what schools really need to change and those behind-the-scenes moments no one talks about. So if you're ready to laugh, learn, and maybe even cry a little, but mostly laugh, join me and my 90-year-old mom, my unofficial co-host, on Vice Principal Unofficed. New episodes drop bi-weekly on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Trust me, this is one detention you'll actually look forward to.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. The final segment, of course, is lead. And Jim, just to let you know, this is where we discuss like the systems, structures, cultural moves, any of that other stuff that we can do that's going to help lead your classroom or lead your school, lead your building. And there's a lot of people that are involved, obviously, in educating our youth every single day. So I think we're planning on talking a little bit about here. We've talked about the energy into the break. We've talked about being visible and all that wonderful stuff that's going on. But we also know that this is also a time of year where people struggle a little bit. And there's just a lot of that that goes on. It's our parents, our families, staff, students. Holidays can make things kind of tough. And Jim, I know your school has prioritized some tangible support systems that can really help people during this time. So can you walk us through how your leadership team organizes that stuff and what this is and some of those ideas that we also can take back to our schools to help lead our communities through this time?
Absolutely. And we are, we are close to Washington, D.C., so the government shutdown, like, that's real for us
this time of year.
And so there's several things that we have done this year, several things we've done every year to really help our families that are struggling. One of the things we started this year is a food pantry for our community. There are 10 schools in our division that are piloting these food pantries. Our parent liaison and school social worker have done a tremendous job with making sure that our food pantry is stocked, getting the information out to our families that are in need. And so that is something that I'm really proud of being able to help our families in need, not just during the holidays. This is something that's going to be open year round. Our National Junior Honor Society, they just had their induction a month or so ago. And so their first thing was a food drive. The students were able to, they have to do community service hours. And so for 10 cans of food, 10 items, they get an hour of service. And so our students buy into it. Our families have bought into it. And so that has been something that's been really great for us. That's going to be something throughout the year.
So I sit here and I think about this as just as you're kind of going through it. Today we talked about like the students first, you know, with the what we could control, the celebration. Then we started talking about the staff and the celebrations you're doing to kind of shift our thinking about how we want our staff going into break. But now you're bringing it full circle. We're talking about how you guys are pouring into the community. And I got to tell you, you know, Christmas was a very hard time for me growing up because we didn't have any money. We just didn't. Mm-hmm. And when we got that knock on the door and you open up the door and there was a box of food, it was like we were able to have a feast for Thanksgiving. We were able to have a feast for Christmas. And without that, I don't know if we would have been able to do so. At least it wouldn't have been to that level. And when I know that people really can see everybody, and we're not judging it, we're not saying anything about it's the poor people we're taking care of.
Not at all.
Now it's like humans we're taking care of, and it's so powerful that I really do believe, and I'm a middle school person at heart. I believe the hearts of middle school kids, when they get behind something and they can really see the purpose of it, they get crazy. They get right after it and they pour right into it. Very intentional.
The other part about that, Jim, I really like is that, you know, a lot of times communities like the town might take up that exact thing you're talking about. But what you're saying is maybe it's great. Maybe it's not. I don't know. You're not going to take that risk. The district or the school building is saying, no. We see this as something very important. So we want to make sure that it's done the right way. We want to make sure that our families are taken care of. You know, I've heard some other schools that will do, and we've done this actually in some of the offices that I've worked in the past, you know, where you trade gifts back and forth. I mean, I love the people I work with. I don't need a Christmas gift from them. I don't, right? They don't need one from me. But there's a lot of kids out there that could certainly use Santa Claus this year. And so instead of doing the little trade things, go in on a package that you can do that delivery to the door like you're talking about there. But really the point is, what I'm hearing you say is that you want to get it done, so you make sure it gets done and take care of that thing that's going to be able to serve your community. And I think that's really admirable, because it'd be really easy just to say, well, that's the town will do that, or here's where you can go down here. Nope, we're going to make sure you've got it. That's important to us. That's really cool.
And speaking of your, you know, there's some families that would really need Santa or need gifts around this time. We also do an angel tree that our school social worker works with local churches, with our staff. And I will say, I never owned a pair of Jordans. I never bought a pair of Jordans until a couple years ago. There was an angel tree gift, and it was a student that I knew. And his request was Jordans. And so I have purchased one pair of Jordans in my life. And it was for that student. And I know how much that meant to him.
Yeah.
I know how much all of the gifts that, and our staff is so generous. And so we're able to support multiple families, and just being, like you said, being able to know that we're providing some things that may not have been provided otherwise. It's what community is about. It's what a school is about. And so I think that that angel tree, and then also providing food support for whether it's Thanksgiving, whether it's a holiday meal over Christmas, just being able to support our families that are in need is awesome.
Yeah, I remember getting those gifts, and it was very humbling because I hated people doing those things for me. But as I gotten older, I see how valuable and important it was for me. And it just, there's something about a nice pair of jeans or a nice shirt or the Jordans, which I can't believe that with your kids that you, that's the first pair you bought, but I could be, I could also see you being stubborn enough that that could be true.
Yeah.
Allie probably bought them. No, but the, seeing that, what I love about that is you knew that kid, that student, that middle school soul who entered your building, and you saw him as a human first and thought, this is my target. I got to help this kid out. You went through each of the segments today, and each one of them talked about the human. It wasn't necessarily about the test scores or anything else. It was about the human, seeing them first. And I think that really says a testament to your leadership. And I think it also says a testament to the folks at Lake Ridge Middle School, for sure. That's true pack mentality right there.
Absolutely.
So we're going to head into our final break here. And when we come back, we're going to kind of summarize everything along the way. Hopefully we're walking away with a little bit more energy coming into the winter break here and kind of wrapping things up. So thanks a lot and stick with us, everyone.
All right, here we go. Back for our last segment here. And Jim, this has been awesome. I really thank you for joining us today and giving us some great advice for everybody to take from this show and help lead their buildings every single day. It's just awesome. Great, great stuff. All right. So before we get to our final little talk here with Jim and wrap this show up today, Jim Wichman, how about you give us a quick recap of what we've talked about today?
Yeah, well, I thought this was really great, though, when I hear the think of the control shift lead and how Jim kind of led us through each of the segments. And that is, again, he talked about the students, and so it's about being present mentally and physically. Sure. I love how he brings in the alumni and how they can reconnect so we can see the families.
Really good idea.
It's greater than one place, Lake Ridge Middle School. It's like a system all the way through. And then we're seeing the whole child, because we're not going to just celebrate him at the night of the concerts. We're going to have them perform again throughout the day. And I love the fact that we're getting staff involved with that. So I really think that that control is that we could schedule it out. We can really get involved with that, which led right into the shift part about, you know, we're looking at the staff and we're no longer, I think you mentioned on break there about, we're no longer ripping off the hoops and talking about countdown. We're talking about how do we shake things up and really keep people engaged all the way through. It's like finishing strong. And sure, we're going to have fun doing it. Why are we doing that throughout the year? Well, he has been. I know he's still here with us. They are connecting all the way through the year. And it's like a really neat engagement. And I love how the staff can really get after him just as much, because like he says, very competitive. So think outside the box, keep people engaged all the way through. And then the last part about how we're coming together and we're doing the food pantry and kind of leaning into the people, the angel tree. Really, shoot, man, the people of Lake Ridge Middle School, they know their people. They know their community.
Absolutely.
And I think that sometimes can get lost because it's not a small town, but it kind of does have a small town feel when you're thinking about how they know each other in their community. I mean, there's a lot of people in that community, yet Lake Ridge is seeing it and they're working with their partners in the community and really kind of leaning into what's needed. So it's know your people.
Yeah, it is. Every kid deserves to be a kid. And you guys are making sure that that happens. I think that is beyond just admirable. All right. So before we close off today, I did catch Jim, the other Jim, told me that you got some news or some things with your own kiddos at home that is certainly worth sharing. And what dad doesn't need a chance to brag about their kids? So here it is, right? This is your chance. Go for it. But what is this news? I don't know what this is about.
Absolutely. I have twin daughters who are amazing. They're just turned 17. And so one, Samantha, just committed not too long ago to play soccer at Seton Hall.
Cool.
So yeah, we're very excited to see her journey into college. And then my other daughter is the second in command of her JROTC
That's cool too.
At Woodbridge. And so they're right across the street, which I love. Mm-hmm. So close. She's on the Raiders team. And so get to see her compete as well is just, they keep me busy, but they definitely keep me blessed to be able to watch them do their thing and excel at it. So, yeah.
You know, one of the things that I just want to put out there as well, I know, Adam, you and I both are blessed to have spouses that are in education and actually kind of support us along the way. We got to throw a shout out.
Hold on a second. They do more than just support us. I mean, there's heavy lifting that's done a lot.
Yes, there is.
And they deserve, absolutely. There's more than just support.
So, Adam, as we go back into the show, what do you got planned, Adam, coming up with in the rest of the month of December or in your break? What's your break look like?
Well, you know, so we've talked about this before. I like to stay busy. So I'm here a week from, here real soon, we're into basketball season and I'm reffing. And so that's a couple nights a week, which is good because I need the exercise. And it's a different group of people being mad at me for decisions I make, right, versus other things. But that's really not even true, because honestly the people that I work with and work for every day, they're awesome. So that might be the thing we talk about from an administrative lens, but that's like this big of the job. So yeah, the rest of the job is amazing. But yeah, I'm gonna do that, and I'm still wrapping up first semester of grad school for me as I'm going for that old doctorate. So and I'll be glad to get this class done. This one's testing me. This one's making me question whether or not this was a good decision, and so far so good, but having to work, that's all right. It's good to really have to learn and really get yourself diving into that. So that's me right there. Get the kids back home. That'll be fun. Get to see some people. But how about you?
I'm definitely looking forward to having some time with my college son, who's been, he's been back for a total of maybe 8 hours since August, which is great because he's been busy. I mean, busy as in social, busy as in some other endeavors. I mean, he's in the business college, the Tippy Business School here at the University of Iowa, and he's involved with the business fraternities. He's definitely staying busy and having a good time in college, which is what he should. But I'm looking forward to having him back. And it actually just, there's one tradition, there's two traditions we do here that I really like. And one of them is the Christmas Eve with every kid gets a present, which is a book, but they have to find the book. And I set up a little scavenger hunt for them. So a former teacher, librarian, Joel Hake, taught me this one, shared it with me. So they go on a scavenger hunt every Christmas Eve for their book. But then they all spend the night in the basement. And one of the things we talked about is doing something different. And they all three looked at me like, why? Why? Yeah. Yeah. You like go on a trip versus gifts. They're like, that's fine, but we still get to spend the night in the basement on Christmas Eve, right? You know, like, all right, I guess we'll do that. Yeah. So just having those little things. And of course, our family tradition of watching A Christmas Vacation.
Yep.
You know,
Elf for us. That's the Christmas Eve after we go on our own scavenger hunt, but it's Christmas light. We have a list, try to check them all off. We've done that for years. It's fun. I love it. And there's a reason that they want to continue to do it, because that's why it's called a tradition.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
That's absolutely right.
You're right.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys, this has been an awesome show. This has been fun. Jim, I hope this was worth your time coming on here as well. And maybe you got enough of a warning about when you come on with the two of us that it has a little bit of a risk that's involved with that too. But you've been awesome. You've been a great guest. Really appreciate you coming on the show today and just a wealth of knowledge. Before we go, though, I want to make sure people have an opportunity to, if they want to connect with you, learn more about your work, how do they do so? What's the best way to get to you?
Sure. At Jim Dutrow on Twitter is probably your best way. Also on Instagram, Jim Dutrow. So that's your best way to get a hold of me. And I really thank you guys for being a part of this. I love what you guys are doing. I love your shows. Mm. It's a great format, and I was just excited to be asked to be on here. So thank you.
Hey, we're probably going to have to bring you back on and see how you close out the school year too. We might have to do something that. How do you keep engaged all the way through?
Yeah.
I think I like that. I like to also like to hear the stories of how the staff get you and one up you. Those are things that I like. So, hey, Jim, thanks for being a friend over the years, and I appreciate you being here, and I look forward to continued partnership through you just the friendship as well as the educational collegiality.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Appreciate y'all being here tonight. Thank you, listeners. We'll talk with you again next time.
You've been listening to Control Shift Lead, brought to you by Inspired Edification and AWB Education. We're glad you joined us for today's discussion on empowering school leadership. To dive deeper and explore more of Jim and Adam's work, find us at www.awbeducation.org. Thanks for listening. We look forward to connecting with you again soon.